welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And welcome back. This is an update episode. This is an episode where I am going to just give some follow-up from last week and some of the bold things that we talked about and talk about that. And then I heard something somewhere, which I wrote down a phrase, and I don't remember where I heard it or what I was thinking when I wrote it down. But the phrase was toxic perfectionism. And so I just want to share some thoughts on toxic perfectionism. So first of all, I think, let me share some ideas on that. I think a lot of times, it's at least cultural Christianity, we have some level of toxic perfectionism. We have this idea that there's a perfect way to be, to do things, and anything that falls short of that is wrong. We've talked on the podcast in the past about right versus wrong, and if there's a right, that means there's a lot of wrongs, and I think there are some elements of truth to that, but I think largely it is not helpful to live our lives under the assumption that there is only one right, and I'll put that in air quotes, right path. Second of all is the, okay, let me go back to that for just a minute. So if we have this idea that there is a right making everything else wrong, then what does that do for us? That, for me, what that does is it puts me in the mindset that if I don't do it right, if I don't get it right, if I don't think about it right, meaning this narrow band of correctness, then I'm off the mark. And I don't think that's helpful. So let me give you an example. I don't know that I have an example, but I was talking to somebody. I should be careful who I talk about on the podcast because if they listen, which in some cases I know they do, I don't want to divulge too much. But I was talking to somebody the other day, had a great conversation, and the issue of making the right decision came up. I want to make sure I make the right decision. And really, it was the opposite way. I want to make sure I don't make the wrong decision. And so I asked the question, what does it look like? How do you know that you make the right decision? Or how do you know that you made the wrong decision? And I think a lot of times there just is a decision. There's not a right. There's not a wrong. I think with anything that we do, we can find benefits and we can find drawbacks. So as an example, I made a decision recently to retire from my overnight job. It was something that I had really struggled with making the decision for some time. Actually, that's, I don't know if that's a completely accurate way of saying it. I have been thinking about doing this for months and months and months and months. And there are a lot of reasons that I'd been thinking about it. I was working overnight. That is hard on my body. It is hard on my health. I had been reminded by my doctor for years that my schedule was not doing many favors. There are people who had developed significant health conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., when they don't get sleep, when they don't get enough sleep at night. And I was not sleeping at all at night, except for on the weekends. And then a good day during the day, I was getting 6 hours of sleep, sometimes less than that. So there were reasons like that. There were reasons like I had been, and I've talked on the podcast in the past about the fact that I had entertained the idea of promoting. And with the environment that I was in at the time, that was not likely. Again, for a variety of reasons, I'll just leave it at that. It wasn't likely. And so as time went on, I realized probably a year ago that I was really close to the age of early retirement. And the difference between retirement and resigning, there were some benefits to retiring as opposed to resigning. So as an example, I worked for FedEx, and so FedEx employees get great shipping benefits. Retiring would allow me to maintain those shipping benefits. Resigning would cause me to lose those benefits. FedEx employees get great flight benefits. Retiring would allow me to maintain those flight benefits, fly standby for really reasonable prices. Questions sometimes on whether I would make flights, but the entertainment at a minimum would make up for that. Resigning would cause me to lose those benefits. Other corporate benefits, there was a retirement pension plan that I had been, I don't know that I'd been paying into it as much as the company had been preserving that for me. I don't know that that exists anymore, or certainly not for new hires, but for people who had been with the company for a period of time, I had to have at least 5 years of company tenure. So there were absolute benefits to retirement over resigning. And I hit the magical age of 55. And for nearly a year, I'd been talking about once I hit 55, I want to retire. I'm ready to retire. And there was no clear yes, that's the right answer. And there was no clear no, that's the wrong answer. And so when I say I struggled with the decision, I want to be clear. I didn't struggle with the decision. I struggled deciding that I was ready to decide. Because making the decision, all that takes is I write a note to my boss saying, as of this date, I'm retiring. But there were things that accompany that, such as, okay, so now how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to maintain my lifestyle? How am I going to pay bills, etc.? That come up. And this is all part of, I promise one of these days we're going to have a conversation on the natural man. Because I think that a lot of that comes from the natural man. This is the way our brain is naturally wired to work. And so when I say I struggled with the decision, it was, I would think about the idea of retiring, and then those questions would come up. And so I would stop thinking about the idea. So to be honest, I didn't struggle with the decision. I struggled deciding to make a decision. And I started really getting serious about goals. I've talked in the past about goals and how in love with the idea of goals I've been. And I'm making some head adjustments when it comes to goals. But I decided, actually, I was talking to a coach, and he said, "What do you want to accomplish?" And I said, "I want to leave my job." He said, "Okay, what's keeping you from leaving your job?" And it's all the stuff that you would imagine. Okay, what am I going to do, and how am I going to do it? And he said, "To get what you want, all you have to do is leave your job." And it struck me that it was really that simple. It was really that simple. And so I had already written my resignation note, but I rewrote it. I changed the date. So instead of 90 days out that I had written a month earlier, I changed it to be 3 weeks out. And because of timing and things like that, things going on. I was going to give it until that Friday. This was on a Monday that this happened. So I was going to give it till that Friday. I was going to talk to my boss. I ended up delaying that, talking to my boss the following Monday. So I gave him his 2 full weeks. But I will tell you that when I made the decision, when I actually decided, when I committed to myself that this is it, this is what's going to happen, this is when it's going to happen, this is my date, and I'm not changing it, it felt so great. It felt so great. It was like the heavens had opened and I finally had clarity. And so I think about this idea, and I don't know if it necessarily correlates exactly with toxic perfectionism. I think it does, because I think about this idea about I was trying to figure out what's the right answer. When is it right for me to retire? When is it right for me to finally step away from my job? And there was no answer that came aside from I decided it was time. And the only thing that changed was I decided that my decision had been decided. And Marcine and I talked about it, we agreed, she's super supportive. And as soon as I said to her, this is the date, I had committed that I was not going to change that date. And to be honest, the earlier date that I had set, which was in February, I knew that I would probably extend that. I would probably change that. And that all that would do is that would extend that period of confusion. And yeah, the frustration, that quote struggle that I had felt, because honestly, even though I had written my resignation, even though I had it posted on my bulletin board in my office at work, even though I had a date set, I hadn't committed that was my decision. I even started telling people, because I thought, well, that'll force me into sticking with this decision. But knowing me enough at that point, I knew that, I really hadn't decided. So the only thing that was different was on that day in early December, when I decided that December 15th was my last day, I decided that was a decision. I was done. I was done deciding. And it was amazing how clear, it felt wonderful that I felt like I had made the right choice. I felt like I had great support from my family. So thank you for that. And it was great. And it was not any different than, well, let me change that. The only thing that was different was that I agreed with myself that I wasn't going to make a change. That when I said I had decided, I was done negotiating with myself. So, how does that relate? I'm going to tell you one more thing. I told you I was going to follow up on something that I talked about last week on the podcast. I said something to Annette that I had been thinking, I don't know why, I talked about the streaking app and how one of the things on my daily streaks is to do a push-up. And I had thought, I want to just stretch myself a little bit. I think I could do 100 push-ups in a day. And so I set a date. The date was a couple days ago. It was Tuesday of this week. Today, as I'm recording this, the 21st of March. So 2 days ago, I decided I was going to commit. I had committed to myself that I was going to do 100 push-ups. Now, going back to my decision to retire, one of the hardest things that I've found for myself is when I decide to actually have that be a decision. It has been so easy for me. And this is the pattern that I think has been part of my struggle for a lot of years, is that I would make a decision, and that decision would be, well, as long as things go well, as long as nothing better comes along, as long as I feel like it or whatever. And so I hop down, and I'm not tremendously strong in my upper body. And so I hop down early in the day, and I did 10 pushups, and I thought, man, this is not going to be any problem at all. I figured I broke it up into blocks of 10 pushups. This will be fine. I'll do a few before lunch, and I'll do a few after lunch, and a few before bed. It'll be great. 100 pushups, not a problem. And I might have even done 15, maybe, I don't know. I don't know that I did more than that for my first round. And then I hopped up. I was doing some things on the computer, working on my business. And I went back down, and I realized I can't do 10. I think I did 5. Oh, okay. So I'm at 20. So every block of pushups that I did, I went to almost total exhaustion. And then I hopped up, and I would do things. I'd go for a walk. I'd do something. And this was another day. I was working on a test. I was working on getting my ham license, the general license, for a variety of reasons there. And that was mentally taxing. So I was doing something physically taxing and mentally taxing. And I will tell you, over the course of the day, for both of those, I thought I was ready to give up. I was so physically exhausted. I would, even given myself what I thought was plenty of time to rest, I would hop down to the ground, and I could just feel it in my arms and I had no idea how much the abdominal muscles were involved in pushups. And I will admit that there were times, actually, even before I started, I thought, maybe I'll just do the knee pushups, which sometimes I guess are called girl pushups. Maybe I'll just do that. And I thought, nope, I'm going to do it right. And I'd hop down over the course of the day, and it would just be exhausting. And my muscles would be ready to give out already, and I hadn't even done another pushup. And then I'd hop back up to my computer, and I'd go through these test questions, and it was asking questions about things that I had no idea. I don't have a knack for understanding wavelengths and wave patterns and formulas associated with that, and ohms and millihenries and all the sorts of stuff. That it just was way over my head. And so I literally felt like I was reading a foreign language and just trying to match up words that made enough sense to even pass the test. And I will tell you, this former version of me that wrote that resignation, but didn't honestly believe that that was actually a decision. Had I tried the same thing, either the general test or the pushups, with that same mindset, I would have given up. I would have given up a long time ago. It was exhausting physically for the pushups. It was exhausting mentally for this test prep. And I had all the answers to the test, but when you're reading something that you have no idea what the words mean, trying to understand and remember details and answers was not easy. And because I wanted to honor the commitment that I'd made to myself, I wanted to honor my decision, I had to drive a 35-minute drive to get to a testing center. And I still had, I think, 5 pushups to go at that point. But I got there, took the test. It was a 15-minute test. And so with intro stuff, by 30 minutes after I arrived, I was back on the road going back home. And I still had 5 pushups to do. So I get home, I think I did a couple pushups, and I still had 3 or 4 that I still had to do before I went to bed. I will tell you, here's my report. I finished the pushups. I did actually 101. I wanted to make sure I didn't just give up. At 100, I wanted to make sure that I was given a little bit of extra effort. And then with the general test, I passed that as well. And so I will tell you, number one, I am this ability to make a decision and stick to it, not vary from it, and move forward working with that intent has been amazingly eye-opening, enlightening for me. So that is going into my goal-setting strategy. We'll talk more about that as time goes on, I'm sure. And B, as it relates to toxic perfectionism, when it comes to the pushups, I I will tell you that my form probably wasn't amazing. I did not hop down and do 100 in a row. I'm a long ways from that. Here it is 2 days later. And when I got to my streak yesterday and today to do my push-up, oh, one may be my limit for a few more days. It's still physically, I can feel it. I don't know how well I did on the test. I did not see the final result. I just know that I passed. If I had failed, I would have known that I had failed. And again, I had decided that I was going to do those things. And I decided that I was going to stick to it. It would have been, and it did cross my mind several times that I'm just done. There's no reason for me to do 100 stupid pushups. And then this general ham radio test, I didn't think of any reason. Like, why do I even want to do this? There are some reasons, but what the heck? So my final thoughts as it comes to me or you or anybody else, toxic perfectionism, the idea. In fact, Marcin and I were talking the other day and she said something about me being a perfectionist and I corrected her because I don't feel like that is a badge of honor that I want to wear. Perfectionism is not helpful. So I corrected her gently, of course, and said, I'm a recovering perfectionist and I am working to be okay not being perfect at things. And that's true for all sorts of things. I have started getting back up in the air, going flying again. And I've started trying new things and different things. And I'm not perfect. I'm not any good at some of them. And just being okay with learning the ropes and going through the motions and gaining some experience, that is where I'm seeing personally where some of my own growth is. So there you go. There's my thoughts on toxic perfectionism as well as keeping your word. That's where I think the perfectionism has been valuable for me, is I've made a decision that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And sometimes the way I do it is bare minimum. So if I say I'm going to do a push-up, a bare minimum, I'm going to do a push-up. And there are times also that I am able to stretch and grow and do more. But if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And that's something that has made a significant difference for me. And if that is something that you aren't consistently doing, I'm going to suggest give it a try. It will make a significant difference for you as well. This is my personal experience. Your mileage may vary, but I think it'll make a difference. And until next week, who knows what we'll talk about, but we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?